From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, June the 26th through Sunday, June the 28th. Rick Collin reported at Capitol Confidential that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on Sunday, June the 28th, sent a letter demanding the state education department take immediate action to protect transgender students from discrimination. Cuomo specifically cites the department's, and I quote, failure to implement and monitor the provisions of Dignity for All Students Act relating to gender identity and gender expression, end quote. The letter was sent following the release of a report last week from the New York Civil Liberties Union detailing the discrimination such students regularly face in New York City schools. In addition to the issue itself, the letter represents ongoing tensions between the governor and the state ed. Last week, the governor described the department, which he does not control, as a black box in terms of transparency regarding testing and teacher evaluation. Emilia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper that the Chatham Town Board has approved a resolution recognizing that climate change is happening and that human activities are a key contributor to it. The measure was brought to the board by the Citizens for Climate Change lobby. A similar resolution was adopted by the Hillsdale and Ancrum Town Board. In the resolution, the board agreed to urge the county, state, and federal governments, and I quote, to take prompt and effective measures to rapidly address climate change by promoting and encouraging a reduction of greenhouse gas emissions from fossil fuels and their associated infrastructure, end quote, and more. More than 1,000 high school seniors in Columbia and Greene counties received their diplomas in ceremonies held on Friday, June the 26th, and Saturday, June the 27th, as family and friends turned out to celebrate the successful completion of 13 years of K-12 education. According to accounts in the Register Star and the Daily Mail, the graduation classes varied in size. The Germantown High School senior class consisted of 37 students, while the Ichabod Crane class of 2015 boasted 150 members. And in our final story, Lainey Salisbury reported in the Watershed Post that the Mountaintop Arboretum in Kernersville is testing the effectiveness of a pesticide against the Emerald Ash Borer. Test is being performed on 3 acres of the Arboretum's 7-acre woodland walk. The non-native emerald ash borer is, according to some experts, the most destructive forest insect to invade the U.S. Previously, towns in the Northeast have used the insecticide imazentin benzoate on individual ash trees. The hope is now for a way to protect larger areas as the insect is spreading rapidly throughout the northeastern United States. Now for today's weather, the National Weather Service is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today, with the temperature high near 74 degrees. For Monday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 58. The forecast for the next 3 days. On Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 80 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 11 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 64. On Wednesday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 5 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 80 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 59. And on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 58. Sunrise today was at 5:22 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:35 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 13 minutes, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 29th day of June 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.